Time for Poetry Corner again with Glenys Halliday. This time Glenys brings us four poems about walks.
Me and my husband used to do a lot of walks, and although we both enjoyed walking, I would prefer to go later in the day and not walk as far. These are poems about how we went on. And the first one was when we first met. We hadn't any money, so we used to walk for miles. Both of us were townies. I'd never heard of Styles. He took me out onto the moors. The day began to flop, for when the pavement disappeared, my feet inclined to stop. The mud was quite disgusting, so smelly, dark and boggy. No consolation either, as the sandwiches were soggy. Another disappointment was the sorry mangy sheep. I'd seen them in my storybooks, alongside my spoke heap. But what about the openness? Not a brick in sight. Then when it came to sunset, an amazing, glorious light. The wind was cold and skittish, which made the grasses sing. We came to love the music a lone curlew's voice could bring. Lived in town but tramped the moors any time we could, though I'd still walk for half a mile to avoid a patch of mud. Sadly, he's not with us, so I don't go alone. But many times I think of them as I sit here on my own. He's out among the heather or by a rushing brook, found a nest of robin eggs and whispering, take a look. May the moors go on forever. The one thing that I plead, don't do anything to spoil them. Think of nature, not man's greed. And the next is, best laid plans don't always turn out. And this was sunrise. Let's do something different, I clearly heard him say. We'll get up very early to greet the coming day. Just think of all the beauty. It will be such a thrill to capture all the golden rays from atop that yonder hill. I clung onto the duvet, pretending deadly sleep, but alas, he tugged it from me in one almighty sweep. No time to partake breakfast, so I very quickly dressed. 'Tis awfully chilly outside when you've forgot your vest. The ground was wet and squelchy. In fact, it was quite boggy. When you only have your sandals on, socks soon get damp and soggy. So sneezing and complaining, I rumble in my tum. We waited and we waited, but still it didn't come. I heard him mumble swear words, including damn and blast. Trust us to go and pick a day that's grey and overcast. And this is looking back on the walks we used to do. So I've called it I Remember That Walk. You rose at dawn planning a long walk. I planned to paint the bedroom windows black. You made breakfast, singing and slamming cupboard doors. I hid under the duvet chasing dreams. You crashed into the bedroom carrying a tray. I pretended sleep to no avail. You turned the shower on and found my hiking boots. I wished I'd hidden them better. You walked jauntily ahead, humming. I dallied behind, muttering. You scaled hills like a mountain goat. I limboed under Styles, swearing. You threw stones in the river. I got bitten by midges. You said Journey's End was just round the corner. I said I've heard that one before. You said we'd go home on the bus. I said, thank you. And after my husband died, I decided to go walking with U3A, but never realised how much I really did depend on him during the walks. So this is my way of saying thanks, but I won't be coming again. and have called it my new love affair. I've embarked on a love affair. It's very new and sweet. It started just this morning, my adoration of concrete. I never knew I loved it. I took it just for granted. I fell for it so suddenly as through the mud I panted. It's firm and it is solid. It makes me feel secure. And if you think about it, how could I ask for more? It's not like mud that's sloppy. It's not like rolling stones. For if they move around a lot, could make me snap my bones. So next time I go walking, be sure I will not fail to take a bag of cement mix to firm up any trail.